This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association, December board meeting, about 3 years ago.
We got enough. We need to. Do we need to move a truck out? How many people are out there? Do we need to move in for safe?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No. You got the rest.
Okay, good. No, good.
We got enough chairs.
Okay, good. Let me get more chairs.
Dan?
Some body.
Daniel, let me get something for you.
Is Shad still out there?
Hope so.
Go find him.
Is Shad still out there?
Did you get breakfast?
Do.
Yeah, we held off.
Did you get breakfast?
They keep moving out of the way. They keep going lower, don't they?
You got it. Like it. Oh, okay. The area, the fire, we're taking two big arcs. And intended, perfectly logical. That was people on without change.
I got one tiller or one pin engine without change.
Okay.
I got 80 chained up in case we have to.
Well, they just said 80. Look up.
80 is chained in case we have.
Mr. H,
to take our bags.
Do we know you need to go get more chairs?
I misunderstood what you're saying.
Yeah. Roger, looks like we're going to need to get more chairs. So.
Okay. I'm doing fine, sir.
Can I put this on pause?
Maybe you didn't.
No idea.
It says hold.
All right, I'm going to.
I think it does hold.
Well, I'll find out when I get through it.
Okay, does somebody go to get more chairs, or John, you going to stand up?
If more people show up, we'll go get them.
One more just coming.
Yeah, I responded that we would know by today.
Oh, my God, I thought I took the flag out.
Okay.
Okay. You have a copy of the agenda in front of you in terms of we set it out earlier. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda? Do you have
any? But I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as
second.
Written.
There's a copy of the agenda right there in the corner of the thing. We can run one through the copy machine.
Okay.
Public comments. Anybody have anything to address the board about before we have the board meeting? Hearing none. President's report. We have. What's on the agenda later about the Groom Creek annexation? We've been notified that Groom Creek is creating a study, feasibility study, to whether or not to annex or to start the process to annex us. There's many steps that will be involved in that, but we'll talk about it more. I think that my input is that the WFPA will remain neutral on this, not oppose it, not support it, but I think that's pretty much the consensus of the board. So we'll talk about it later in detail. Other than that, I think we're just going to the regular agenda here. Secretary's report.
So the minutes from the November meeting were distributed to board members. They were posted on the website a little bit late, as well as the audio file from the meeting. Data for the postcard mailing announcing the newsletter was received via the county on December 4th. Walker area consisted of 1,492 records. We did a little merge-purge process to that data, kind of eliminating the duplicates. That got us down to a total number of 1,085 for the mailing. On top of that, Sharon Bensi had given me some additional information the county didn't have, so we applied those new changes manually to that data. So our data is as up to date as it could be at that point. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Have a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion.
For a second. Because you published the minutes, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And treasurer's report. I have a question for the treasurer.
Is that officially?
Officially, yeah.
Good, okay. Thank you for
yeah, he's been getting all the emails. Yeah.
Well, you notice Vic isn't here.
All right, and this, when it says over budget and things like that, there's a negative sign in front of that. Does that mean we're under the budget or over the budget? I mean, does that mean good
that
things or bad things?
Favorable to the budget.
It's favorable to the budget.
Unfavorable,
the negative.
Unfavorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I guess, first of all, I would say that Vic did a great job. I've had a chance to meet with Adam Rutherford, who is our accountant, and I'm very, very confident that he's a very professional person, very thorough. And we went over closing, let's say, the books prior to me taking over. And there were a couple little issues that were still out in the open, but they seem to be coming together. So I think that we've got a nice, clean starting point for me to begin. Russ had notified me that the October financial somehow didn't get distributed from Adam, Vic, over to us. So I think that now the website does have October and November.
Yes.
And that all of you board members received copies of the financials that I sent out by email.
The latest one?
The latest one, yeah, November.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have struggled a little bit with my email service. I wanted to make sure that you got it. Back to your question, Bill. In November, there's one area that I think maybe is what Bill's referencing on income. We are considerably below budget. I don't know if this is a timing issue. We don't show November of 2013 or historical values, so I don't know if November just happens to be a bad month. But in November, the total income was just slightly over $2,000. The budgeted amount was $16,700. So it shows a negative, Bill. It shows a negative, which would be unfavorable, $14,532 to budget. The expenses are very much in line. In fact, for the month of November, the expenses came in slightly below budget. If you take a look at the year-to-date figures, we're right on budget. The income year-to-date is $49,000. The budgeted amount was $50,000 for $287 unfavorable to budget. So for all practical purposes, we're right on budget. And on the expense side, likewise, the total expenses through November, $77,000. Around at $77,300, and the budgeted expenses were $76,000, so we're $1,000, a little over $1,000 favorable to budget. So year to date, we're in great shape, and looks like all the financials are up to date on the website. So that's all I have.
Great, well done.
Okay, Steve, another Vic had talked about it. We're going to take out this. The assets, I'm going to talk the accumulated depreciation and that sort of...
On the balance sheet?
Yeah. Did they decide not to do that? Because it skews the numbers for sure. It's $199,000.
Yeah, almost $200,000. Let me discuss that with Vic. Vic is out of town right now, and I don't know specifically what Adam's recommendation
right.
would be.
Yeah.
The balance sheet.
I think it was just something that Vic had talked about to clean up,
mm-hmm.
you know, the appearance, whether or not ultimately he would still have to have an accumulation or depreciation. But as part of the budget, it's really not part of the cash budget.
No, that's correct.
Okay. Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Motion.
Second. Any discussion for the treasurer? Any questions?
Yeah, one question. Jen and I made our annual contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Got
thank
our
you.
Receipt. You're welcome. Got our receipt back, and it was the receipt was for a third of what we paid, what we gave. Who would be the one that would be writing that number? Not like it bugged me that much, except I know that someone, if somebody sends in $500 and they get a receipt for two, they're gonna be pissed off. You know, who would be the one that actually writes that in?
Adam.
Okay. All right.
Adam is the one.
Okay.
But that's still unusual. I mean, that doesn't make sense that you would only have received a credit for.
Right.
Card.
Right. That's what the actual receipt said.
Yeah.
However, I mean, we've got our check stuff, that
yeah.
kind of stuff. So I'm not concerned about it in that regard. But I do know that it can rub people the wrong way. Adam specifically
Adam.
Would just try to verify the check versus what he's
absolutely.
Writing. So he just.
Yeah, something went wrong.
All right. You know what? I'll say we won't say anything unless somebody else comes forward and says it happened to me too.
Yeah.
Then we'll know that there's
okay.
some.
But we have a specific donation, yours,
mm-hmm.
and we can see if he.
Oh, sure.
You know what happened.
Right.
So that's a fairly
we
simple
can verify
question.
Verify that.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess. Yeah.
Adam, okay. Adam's really easily.
Oh yeah, Adam is great.
Right.
And I'll follow
give
up.
Give him
on
the name.
John.
Ask him if he can look through
sure.
the.
Yeah. I think that reflected depreciation, John.
Maybe that was less. His, it was less his fee.
We moved it from vehicles over to John.
Right, right.
Account.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. All in favor of the treasurer's report?
Aye.
Opposed? Roger, I know I have a tendency to forget your report because it's right there on the end, but.
All right, so calls, we had four calls, one medical, one accident on Walker Road that most people know about. We had a car fire out past Five Points, and then we had yet another vehicle accident this week, so three vehicle-related incidents, which is we go months and months at a time without vehicle stuff, so just one of those things. Training, we had our last training in the structure fire module and our first training in our EMS module. As I say every month, the turnout remains to be in the mid-teens every time. Actually, I should probably make a quick note. I had to be out of town for a family situation, so the report is brief in some instances. Back to what I've got here. PRCC, they implemented a change in their computer, a dispatch. This has no real effect on how we're dispatched or respond to calls. It's more for the larger departments that have technology hardware in their rigs and how they're, you know, all sorts of terms that don't pertain to us. So no effect on us. Let's see, Tender 82 is in for annual maintenance. Tender 81 will be the next one to go in, and then we're done. Chiefs Association, no meeting until January. I'm still the vice president. The SCBAs that we got from the grant and all the related items with it will be in this month. And we are due, there's an overage, and we're working with FEMA to be able to get to deploy the overage, which for us, I'm putting in for more masks, and what amounts to hard plastic suitcases to hold the SCBAs in. Face-offs will tentatively be March 24th and 25th, focus more on boots on the ground / engine company drills, with a focus on establishing better cohesion between all fire departments and the sheriff's office. For what I think is the fifth year, I'm still the secretary of that group. Okay, annexation. So this will be the long part of the report. I met with Chief Bentley from Groom Creek. He told me that he'd been approached in writing by a few people from Potato Patch about Groom Creek Fire annexing Potato Patch, Walker, Mountain Pine Acres. He shared very specific information about the state of their finances, their budget, his thoughts on what a combined department might look like, and that he hopes it happens. He was also clear that his board would not approve it if it was contentious. I told Chief Bentley some of the history of the three previous attempts at this since I joined the department in 2003. I also made it very clear that I would be neutral in this matter, neither supporting it nor hindering it, but I would provide information as requested by the process in a timely manner to them, as well as answer any questions that might come from Walker residents related to the basics of district formation, as well if there are any questions that Walker residents, you know, pointing out any questions that Walker residents should be asking or are not, for example, things like the economics of district, that sort of thing, on a factual basis. Groom Creek Fire Department will perform a sort of due diligence process that Chief Bentley set an expectation for completing in February. If at that point the Groom Creek Fire Board decides to proceed, then it would be, as Chief Bentley told me, up to the petitioners who contacted him to collect the signatures, and then the next step after that would be a ballot initiative that would either be on the November 2015 ballot, or depending on the timeline, might not be until the November 2016 ballot. There's a crucial deadline in there about when, and I'm not sure what the deadline is. If the Groom Creek Fire Board decides, after due diligence, not to pursue it, then the issue would be dead, as I understand it. The fire department will be neutral on this matter. I went into very specific detail with the firefighters on why the department will be neutral, and that they are free to discuss the issue when not in uniform or otherwise representing the department. That's all I got.
Okay. Any questions for Roger?
Very tough to keep a straight face with that.
No. Thank you, Roger.
Like the old man.
Kevin, the process is you ask questions at the end. Okay. This is a hand-drawn goose at some lady on the East Bay of in Maryland. Drew, and she gave it to me, and beautiful. It keeps my head warm because I'm starting to get a little cold. Mixed with the gloves. I suppose that they'll be funny too.
So the heck with how it looks.
I can't wait to see you later, Jose.
Right. I got that on too.
A little feather.
Oh,
the jeans.
Any questions for Roger?
No, that's the board.
There was a question.
No.
From the board.
Steve. Oh, from the board. Yeah. From the board.
We will have. We're going to have.
Is a chair? We need another chair.
Two more.
Okay. Come on in.
That wreck on Wednesday, the one that Roger reported on, was black ice.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
the one where the dog was injured? Or
no, this is the Wednesday morning.
Didn't know about that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, traffic accidents. You don't call those medical calls, Roger?
Well, it was dispatched as a traffic.
Yeah.
There was one patient from the call.
Sure, but they're basically medical. You're not really doing much about the
traffic. Well, it's trauma versus medical. Medical
right.
is, you know,
yeah.
heart attack, stroke,
oh,
IV,
okay.
something or other.
Okay.
You know, it was a trauma
okay.
situation.
But you have good response times.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions for Roger?
No.
Motion to accept his report.
I'd like to make a motion.
Second.
Man, Roger.
Okay, do we have any committees to report this time? Firewise is here. Lauren, do you have anything to say? I see you have an announcement out about the free dumps at the county.
Yes, the county has a free slash drop-off at their county locations. Merrill would be our closest one. Mm-hmm. You can't drop off anything in a bag. You have to empty bags if you have bags of needles and things like that. Powick, there are now 30 recognized communities in the Prescott Basin with three more in the pipeline soon to be approved. We did this fourth quarter, we've done seven properties that amounts to 15.5 home addition zone acres. On 20-acre parcels. Average cost against one grant is $1,154 per HIZ, and the average cost on the other grant is $1,428 per HIZ. We have different criteria for each grant. The first grant, we have to stay below $1,300. The second grant, we're about to go as high as $1,450 per acre.
Okay. And these are grants that are 90-10 or that sort of thing. You can have shared.
Yes, these are all 90-10 grants.
Okay, so maybe we should. Would it help if we had kind of a program to make announcements for people that don't understand? That is, I know you've mentioned it in the newsletter, in your thing in the newsletter, but maybe some sort of continuous reminder that says if you're doing anything on your property. Keep track of it. Let us know. Kind of re-explain that. Would that? Do you think that would help or be useful?
That would be useful. And the timesheets are very important for these grants.
Right.
Because we have to come up with that 10%, particularly for our chipper days. The homeowners are actually participating as far as the cost on their properties. we've done over $20,000 worth of work this last quarter, and 90% of that was reimbursed to the homeowners.
So $20,000 worth of cash expense from you, and you needed $2,000 from the homeowners? Is that how that worked?
That was the total cost, and the homeowners were reimbursed about $18,000.
Okay. And then you see you have 30 FireWise communities now. How's that going to impact access to the grinder? Is there going to be competition for that? Are you going to have to schedule it out?
Not necessarily. I've been in contact with Public Works. Our previous contract has run out, so we're going to have to negotiate a new contract, which I don't anticipate any problems. They have penciled us in for bringing the grinder out on 2 days, March the 30th and May the 18th. Those days may or may not be what we actually do. It'll depend on the size of the grinder pile.
Okay. So you're looking to have dump during March, grind on the 30th, and then dump during April, and then grind on May 18th?
Not necessarily in April, but
part of
by May 18th, have it all cleaned up.
Sure. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Well, anything we can do, I think, to help, you know, if you need something from us, let us know. It's a great program, and I think that we need to be support you however we can. Anything else from the FireWise?
No.
Okay. Are there any other fundraising is always there, but we're doing the newsletter, so I don't think you don't need to say much more.
No, we're a long ways from Walker Day.
Okay. Old business. Welcome information to the homeowners. Terry and I were talking about this all the time. Joyce got her hands on, you saw what the printer did, right? Did you see what the printer did? He combined it into
one rather than two. Like that.
And then I sent it off to Joyce, and she has some changes in the language, some more bullet points.
She said she was going to, but I haven't seen it.
Well, she's been tied up doing other stuff, so
okay.
She wanted to have it done by this weekend, but apparently you didn't get it.
Okay, but we're talking about then a combination of alert
it'll be
and the map.
Like this?
Yeah.
And then the evacuation map will be on the bottom, and the warnings about, you know, fire and that sort of stuff will be at the top.
Yeah.
She has some, she's more visual than I am. So.
And this is a magnet?
Yeah, it's the magnet.
Okay.
Instead of having two.
Right, I got you.
It'd just be combined into one.
Yeah.
And so, especially the evacuation map and the alert that you and I put together.
Right. Makes sense.
And stuff.
And then you have some other stuff that you've been doing.
Well, it was just for whatever reason, I always want to call it Lifeline. It's not Lifeline. File of Life. Okay, last meeting we had talked about getting our logo put on the WFPA logo, the fire department logo put on the File of Life, the magnet. And we can do that. It would only be in black and white, and it's a minimum order of 1,000. Okay. We can order just the magnet holder, which is clear, that attaches to the refrigerator. Do our own File of Life cards because I cannot find anything with a copyright on it, and everybody does their own version of the File of Life. And we could actually get our the fire department logo put on that, okay, at whatever our printing cost is.
Okay.
And that's about it.
And then all those things are not only for new homeowners, but we could put it in the merchandise sale.
Put it in the merchandise sale. And before we get this thing finalized, I'm going to need more of the Walker history and the FireWise. You have some more of these?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I think our initial was going to be about 50 to put out for the packets, but then I see in Sharon's latest report, she's done 20 sales this month, I think. So, yeah. So
okay.
Things are moving in Walker.
Okay. Any questions for Terry in terms of what's going on with the welcome information? Facility maintenance. I think this is something we're going to have to come to grips with. Gene helped, I guess, with the getting the furnaces back on and make sure that the furnaces are on. And he's going to be working on your thing. I think we have a lot of volunteers in terms of who do the work if it's pointed out to us that work needs to be done. So how do we do, you know, Roger, you got a lot to do already, you know, I hate to make you the focus of that, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, we've tried, we've asked a couple of people about doing it, and, you know, that didn't work out. I mean, we're lucky Gene has helped, and it's been stuff that's in his wheelhouse, but it is something we need to address, even if it's just not someone who knows how to fix it necessarily, but who wants to coordinate getting stuff fixed. If it's beyond, it doesn't matter that it's beyond someone's scope, can they, you know, work it out to be here when, if we need to get it fixed, the guy can come fix it.
I know.
On that subject, somebody ought to do a spreadsheet.
Okay.
All years of experience, say, hey, light off these, get that heater
right
out there working, and, you know, and just make that. So anybody
okay
that walks into it has a start.
I agree. I think that's what we've been trying to talk about and get done. And so maybe that might be you.
That'll teach you.
All in favor of Gene.
I know.
We'll figure it out. Okay, but I think it is. We need to move along with so that we know what needs to be done on a routine basis and regular basis.
But it sounds like if we have a point person, they don't necessarily have to do the work.
They don't have to do the work.
Here's where we are, and here's where we need to get.
And then help us
right
make sure that it
right
gets
or
done.
Something gets broken. Hey, such and such.
Right.
Can you coordinate getting it fixed?
Correct.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
So that's an easy
all right, question. Let's keep pushing on that and try to see if we can't get that done in some way. 12 newsletter is on the website this morning or as of last evening. I sent a little announcement out this morning. I don't know if anybody's gone to look at it except us. It's 29 pages long, certainly twice as long as it would normally be if you put it in the mail. And I think the postcard should be going. If it didn't go Friday, it should go early next week. Robin got it on Thursday. And you all saw the postcard. So it's just an announcement about that. Concern is going to always be that since it's not a hard copy, you know, will people go ahead and continue to donate? Because it's the newsletters that kind of spark the donations.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's challenging that there are so many pages, but it normally wouldn't be like that, but because
right
of the bylaws.
Right. It has a lot of pictures. It has a couple of pictures of some cute raccoons. We got to figure out how to make some money off those raccoons. Okay. The new business is basically the Groom Creek annexation. You know, the history here with fire districts has been not good in terms of relationships in the community. Friends have lost friends over this process. My view is that it is what it is. We want to be professional about it. Our business is to run the Walker Fire Department and not get involved in this either one way or the other, not to support it, not to oppose it. I think that we'll just let it run its course however it's going to run its course. Try not to get embroiled in these contentious issues and just remain as neutral as possible about it. Individually, we can, like Roger said, in the firefighters, express their opinions, you know, away from here. As Rudy pointed out, we've had this discussion in the executive session. This is a big worry for us in terms of the last times these have happened, it affects the donations. And I don't know if there's any easy way. I don't know how this is going to end up going. But I think it's best for us if we remain aloof from it, if we can. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you have any questions, Russ?
No.
Steve?
No.
Roger, we don't even want to ask you because of all the people, you can have an opinion, you want to express it. I don't expect you to. I wouldn't want you to. It's up to you.
Well, after that, I'm going to let it flow. I want to reiterate the point that in terms of, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah.
And, you know, being neutral, which we're going to do, does not mean not being a resource that people have questions. There are some
right
basic factual things in terms of economics and cost per call, all this sort of stuff, by means of creating a more informed decision. But in terms of, you know, whatever happens, you know, we're not letting it into the training room, and you know, we're going to continue to function, and you know, that's what's in our, within our control is continuing to run a great fire department with a very active involvement.
Rudy,
I'm good. All clear.
Terry,
John, you know, I think it's the most important thing was that Todd Bentley from Group Creek realizes that this would be considered to be kind of a hostile takeover, and that it would not be. It would be contentious, and he even said to Roger, "I don't want this. Our board has decided that this is contentious. We don't want to walk into a situation where we're not wanted." Good. I like hearing that because it's fairly obvious that we can run this department far cheaper and far better than someone from the other side of that mountain. I think I'm putting my point in the wrong direction. You guys know which way we're going, okay? Yeah. But that, as long as he knows that, that's critical. And then the cost would be staggering to have two or three guys sitting here all day long waiting for that fire that happens twice a year. You know?
Okay. Okay, part of what we decided was I'm going to write a letter to the Groom Creek Fire Board, stay in our position, and I think that we'll just see what happens, all right? Okay, anything else about the annexation? All right. Okay, we have a number of people here today that we normally don't have, more than we normally have, for a while anyway. The way this works, the next item on the agenda is community announcements. People who have events that they want to announce. You know, WCAA has a, you know, the coat drive, or they're having a Christmas party, or you're having some sort of an event that you want to tell people about. Now's the time to do it. After that, then we'll have a public forum. If you have anything to say about any topic, then you can speak. I ask that you speak impersonally, that you not identify people by name when you're speaking. You speak to the issue. Do it in as calm and impersonal, professional way as you can. So we don't have no crosstalk. Somebody speaks, it's their opinion. Now is not the time to try to change your opinion. So we'll see how that goes. So are there any announcements given that? You're the announcer there. Yeah.
The WCAA is going to be holding a membership meeting on January 10th at about 11:30. It's either going to be here with your permission or at the Highland Center.
John's going to talk to you about that afterwards?
Right.
Okay. January 10th.
Coat Drive?
Coat Drive is done for the year.
Right. Okay. How many coats?
193.
Wow.
197.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think Nancy Montoffer's children and grandchildren have no coats. They have nothing. Full gang claim.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we were done with it a year ago when we did it again, and people have said, I've got coats for you. And so I'll talk to you in April.
And you had a lot of matching funds, too, like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did 39 gift cards.
Wow.
For families at Catholic Charities.
For dinners, correct?
It,
it was great. Right.
It was really great.
Great.
Any other announcements?
I have my Christmas tree lights up, and I'm Keith and I are the only ones to see them, so anybody that wants to drive up to
put it on the website.
Is it synchronized? You know, a million lights?
No, I don't, but I do cut them up. It would be nice.
Take a picture. We'll put them on the website.
I can look at Trevor's and Susan's. And mine is nowhere near as much as what they have.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, public forum. Anybody have anything to say? I'll just go around the room. Gene?
One of the things I've noticed is that the dumpsters, they should be hidden. Maybe a nice wall or more vegetation or something. The beautification of water, I guess. And I don't know how to do it, but I think originally they tried to hide them when we had about three of them by putting some trees up, but now we've got, what, half a dozen? I think something could be done there.
Okay. The other thing we do during this, you say your piece, and then when we're through, the board will answer your questions as best we can, so it goes kind of efficiently in case people have the same issue they ask you to talk about. Okay, because I have an answer about what might be able to do with this. John? John's not going to say anything.
Keith?
Come on.
Bashful Keith?
I will say that I did talk to Todd Bentley on annexation. There's some discrepancies that are out there. And he had heard from one faction. He did say it was an organized group from Walker that approached him. From all the letters I've seen that went to him, none of them came from Walker. He has now received in excess of a dozen Walker residents that have expressed their desires to stay volunteer. And we're giving him a balance. He was very polite, very cordial through the whole process. The thing I say personally that I take offense to is that he didn't approach this board or our fire department before starting this process. I think there should have been a public forum to where he sees true Walker sentiment. But the process is what it is. And he was open about it. So I'll give him credit for that. He has a lot of respect for Roger and the department that we have here. So we'll see where it all goes.
Jane?
Well, I'm the person who looks at probabilities. The probability of this ever passing the vote is zero. I don't know why you guys are going to spend time talking about it, but I do believe it shouldn't be contentious at all. I'm done.
Okay.
Gary Thomas. Yeah, short of kind of coming in late from the annexation, so we're pretty interested in it.
You're not that late.
And I haven't quite all pulled together why, based on the previous vote that occurred last year, it kind of alluded to these, maybe it was 2 years ago, but it alluded to this direction in terms of creating an assessment district for the fire department. Based on what happened here by a vote of the residents a couple of years ago, I haven't quite put together in my mind, based on what I heard today, the neutrality, which may be the very best way to go. But I'm at a loss to understand why, if the community has voted that they didn't want this, why this board would take a neutral position. Just a question. It may be the best route, but I was frankly a little surprised. That may be the best thing to do, but just having heard it this morning, it was like, it doesn't seem consistent with what the residents showed a year and a half ago. With that,
okay.
That's it.
Josh Lane, you pass that down, please.
Well, we've never had a note passed before. Yeah. Very exciting. In unmarked bills, I have a gun.
Okay. Jack, do you want me to say what this contains?
Yes. Or,
okay. He's just notifying us that he and his wife oppose the annexation. And, okay. I'll address these questions at the end. Shad?
I'm just opposed to it also. I think we've been here more than 30 years, and yesterday, doing a great job. It's much larger. I remember a little one-room place down the street with a little brush truck. So I think we've come a long ways. It seems whenever there is a major thing, the Forest Service steps in eventually, and I think they do a great job. I think Roger and the whole team is doing really good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Kevin?
I also called the chief of Groom Creek and Tom McGann, and he was very, very nice and gave lots of good information on it. My thought was, instead of joining Groom Creek's fire district had reconsidered, had Walker considered doing his own fire district.
At least three times a month.
Just, I mean, if Walker does its own, our cost would be a lot less than Groom Creek because we're not going in on their set themes where we would have to have firefighters here 24/7. We could also, I think our cost would be a lot less. However, it would take care of maintenance, help with maintenance of the vehicles, help with repurchasing new vehicles, help with building maintenance, and the like. I think if people had numbers to say, because he gave me a cost in Groom Creek, what the average $200,000 house or property was paying on their annual for their, for their fire board or fire district over there. And I think ours would be quite a bit less than that. I think a lot of people might be interested in that if we have hard numbers.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. No, that's right. Should I do it? Yes. Thank you.
I'm his wife. No, I'm him.
No, okay.
I'm him.
Nothing to add.
Victoria?
A couple of things. Will the letter that you are sending to Groom Creek be available for the community to read?
Probably not.
Okay.
It'll be a position that where it's going to be neutrality. You know, I don't see any reason to publish it. But.
All right. And it's become apparent to me that since working on the bylaws, that the past two elections have not followed the current bylaws. They are probably illegal, or whatever the right word would be. I'd like to remind you that before the May election, that according to the bylaws, those members, as defined above in Section 321, who give their consent to be a member as follows. In order to vote, you have to do A, contribute $1 or more, I won't read everything, by paying dues during the testing period, if any is established from time to time by the Board of Directors, by volunteering 5 hours or more during that time, and by notifying the Board of Directors that you wish to be a member. It is not an and, or, et cetera. It is all four. So, you know, it's time to put a notice out to the community that in order to vote in May, you have to do A, B, C, and D.
Shad, what did you have to say?
I had a friend that bought a home in Groom Creek probably 5 years ago. And shortly after that, he approached a person in the fire district. I don't know who it was. And he was talking about his road and if he had a fire. And they informed him that they would not come up his road because the trucks couldn't get up there. And he would have to do a lot of improvement on that road before they would fight a fire at his home. And last year, he just built the house. But I thought that was pretty unethical.
Okay.
He also informed them that if there was a fire and they didn't come, it would be talking to his attorney.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything else to say? Okay. What I'll do is I'll answer, and if the board has, you know, any other input, we'll do it. The trash. We've had a lot of discussions, Glenn, about putting concrete down and doing some other things, maybe a brick wall behind there or something so that they're not visible. The trees didn't seem to work. They might work if we had some shrubbery and stuff to keep them visible from the street. But the concrete pad doesn't work because the Patriot won't pick them up off the concrete pads because they break them when they put them down, and they don't want to be liable for the damage. No, I know, but you're talking about the screening, to screen it. So they tried to screen it with the trees. Apparently, now we have more dumpsters than they've been. The dumpsters move as when things happen with the slash and things. So it's a laudable project to try to do, but it's something that takes energy and a volunteer to do. To see how best to do it.
Money coming out of the dumpster.
and we could discuss that because the dumpsters do produce revenue, and this wouldn't probably cost all that much. So if somebody wants to put something forward and try to do it, I don't object to that. I think it would be a good idea. Yeah, but it takes energy, and you remember that those things do move up and down. As we had when we moved the slash, we had to move those things out, and they haven't migrated back into the back yet. Again, but not a bad idea.
Can we paint them camouflage color?
And you can't make them noisy, and you can't less noisy, and you can't make them smell.
Look like big rocks.
Well, it's supposed to be a big green, but I need places to get down.
Okay.
So they put up sound
sure.
walls.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes they put a big bird or some kind
okay.
of thing in it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It looks better than a bunch of
okay.
dumpsters.
Right. Anybody else? Okay. The other question about neutrality and kind of goes hand in hand with, for those of you that are recent arrivals here, the last efforts to form a district, and they have tried to form a district in Walker. I don't know the exact numbers, but the requirement is that what he's doing now, he's making a feasibility study to find out if there's going to be enough support to try to do it for Groom Creek to annex us.
Now, does he legally have to do that?
Yes.
That's
okay. You know, they're a fire district, and they have been presented with a written request.
Sure.
But there were communications prior to that, to somebody else's point, that we were not notified or part of that process. This is a strictly a Groom Creek Fire District process. And they were approached by people. They had behind-the-scenes discussions or private discussions for some months before they brought it forward. And the names that we got from the Groom Creek, when I requested the public record information, only had the names from Potato Patch. He alludes to the fact that there are Walker people that were there. They want to remain anonymous. They didn't want their names put forward. So he either didn't write something or he's withholding those names for whatever reason. Back to the fire district effort in the past, never got more. They have to get 50% plus one of the property owners and 50+1% of the annexed, the appraised value. In the fire district, you also have to have 50% plus one of the gross of the area. So, you know, it's a three-pronged thing for a fire district. From my understanding, they never got more than 13% of the population to sign for it. We never had an election in the Walker Fire Protection Association about the fire district. What happened during this process is there were hard feelings. There were and the WFPA became involved in the process. It was the board of directors at that time voted that they wanted to have a district, and the reason was that they wanted to have a steady income. We receive in donations enough to operate on. We maintain our trucks. We have more equipment and better equipment than many fire departments do, even fire districts. It's an amazing phenomenon here that the public, that the property owners here support our fire department with their voluntary donations. There is a group of people who believes that we only get 30 to 40% of the population of the owners to participate with donating money. And there's this feeling that we need to force other people to do it. This board has taken the word dues out, so there's no dues. You don't have to. There is a – we're trying to make the membership as easy as possible. You know, there's no requirement to pay dues. There's no requirement to volunteer. All you have to do is be a property owner and to notify the board that you want – that you have to consent to be a member. That's a state law. And you consent by any one of a number of different ways. The neutrality part of it is, Gary, before when we as a board, because I have to speak collectively as the board, participated, we irritated a lot of people. And these meetings here were contentious. They weren't controlled. There was fighting going on. People were calling each other names. People were disrespected for presenting an opinion. It would be difficult in this small environment if somebody wanted to come in and say, I believe in a fire district. I want to have a fire district. And if everybody else wants to say mean things to them, and they wouldn't stop, they allowed those things to happen. And it was just nasty. And I and this board has done everything we can to keep these meetings civil. And we can have differences of opinion, and not everybody agrees with everybody else about all these issues. But we're in the business of running a fire department. and we can all have different opinions. There's a million ways to do any one particular thing. Not any one is better or right, more right than the other. My view, and I think the board supports me, is that we do not want to, we're running a fire department. Individually, we will probably speak out for or against this process. But as a fire board and as a fire department, we need to keep this as civil as possible, and hopefully it won't degrade to what it had in the past, if it even goes beyond the point where Groom Creek says we're not going to do it because there's not enough support here. Does that answer? I think it answers your question, Kevin. We've had fire district efforts here before. You can't get, they were not able to get the percentage required to form the fire district.
So, add one thing to what he said, and I agree with everything you said, except you forgot the EMS issue, which is the big one for us. Most of our calls are EMS, and it would be nice to have two guys down here at least 12 hours a day for EMS, not firefighting, but for EMS emergency. So I just want to add that. I'm sure you were thinking of that. But that
okay.
would be
when I see fire.
Yeah, right.
I do EMS fire in all
sure.
one
good.
Day.
Okay.
A lot of
okay.
like that.
Yeah.
Kind of
but, all right. No, the question, I guess, I didn't bring it up as much as I should. When we were talking about doing the fire board a couple years ago, and it was that week, I was that year, did they have an amount that was going to cost the property? Because when I talked to the chief in Groom Creek, he said the average $200,000 house would pay about $650 a year if we joined their board. Did we have an amount? I never saw it if we did.
The district effort did have that,
okay.
and they're talking a very, very low percentage, 1 or 1.5% or something like that.
Point
that very, it's very low.
Okay.
But that was basing it on the budget that the volunteer fire department had at the time.
Right.
So, you know, there's just lots of things involved in this,
right.
in the process, and difficult to do.
Can I ask?
No.
I'm still on neutrality issues.
Yeah.
I just want to understand. I do understand your response, but my question is, if we take the personal situation away from it, I'm asking, does this board, if this board were to take a position, would that carry any weight for the Groom Creek? If it were to take a position.
Well, I asked Todd Bentley if he was going to come to us and ask for our opinion, and he said no. He said that the people that came to him were represented by another group. So he wasn't even going to come to us and ask.
So how does the tail wag the dog, Sheriff?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. This is the process. There's no reason to get into these discussions now. Now, I understand your position, and you know, you've stated your position. We can have this discussion in private, and I'd be happy to do it. Roger.
So a few things here, and all of this has been going around. To make a distinction to Mark Heron's comment, tying in Kevin's, just to be clear, a fire district has nothing to do necessarily with volunteer versus professional. In theory, a district can be created, you know, forgetting the logistics of it for just a second. I think we have an $80,000 or $90,000 budget. In theory, we could, you know, create a district that hit that exact number. Keep it as a complete volunteer department, or we can go the other way, and, you know, there's any number of ranges. So to be clear, fire district does not mean professional. It's professional if you want it to be professional. If you were here when Glenn Brown was involved in one or two of the formation efforts, he talked repeatedly, well, what do you want? Okay, then you just have to plan on paying more.
Right.
So that's the nature of it. It can be any type of, and that's, you know, neither for nor against, it's just a factual reality. To Shad's point, Forest Service, when we have a wildland incident, they do come, same as they do to Groom Creek. Both communities have plenty of Forest Service land in and around. The threshold for their response is on their land or threatens their land. They will respond. So,
is that the same with state as well?
Correct.
State land, okay.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
correct. But you know, talking specifically about that. And, yeah, there were three previous attempts at a fire board. I think it's reasonable to say contentious, and they did not succeed.
Okay. That's right. What did you say the percentage was?
I thought it was like point. It was either 0.59 or 1.59. I think it was 0.59, and that was the status quo Roger's speaking of.
Right.
Not becoming a district and then saying, well, we've got this building. Why don't we put a chief there? And then somebody else says, well, we can put an EMT down there for just another $40,000 a year. Before you know it, that number builds up. Next thing you know, you're 3.5%.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Victoria, I looked at the bylaws. I don't know where you're getting your bylaws were when this was the discussion. This was the discussion that we had during the bylaw committee, too. You know, in terms of that you had the copies that you had and in there. I looked at the bylaws we approved and it's or.
No, sir. 2 years ago at the 2012 meeting, that is what was proposed by the board, putting the and or in. The ands and ors are not in the approved 2012 bylaws.
Okay. Anything else? You can move to adjourn.
You know, I'll say one thing.
Okay.
When we say the word neutral, doesn't mean we're going to roll over.
No,
I think it's very obvious to Todd Bentley. We don't want him here. Yeah, that's not necessarily neutral. Yeah.
We're just not going to promote it, and we're not going to.
We that's the important thing. But we're absolutely let him know.
Let's have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn. Terry,
to adjourn.
I second. Thank you, my man.
All right. You got a second? Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, yeah. John says thank you everybody for showing up.
Yeah, it just shows that there's real enthusiasm for this community. And